you are all about to get on this record. The world is getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Ritz.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you gators and grannies to the Sunday afternoon edition of The Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Prince. I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in northern British Columbia. I'm broadcasting through the facilities of ShakeAndWakeRadio.com. I'm also being simulcast on the Truth Be Told Radio Network. I always start my shows with a little plug for the station, guys. These stations do cost money to run. If you like the content and what we're trying to do and what we bring forward, a couple bucks a month out of you would be much appreciated. If you can do better than that, that's great. But a coffee a month, I think we can all afford that. So if you can chip in a few bucks, they would much appreciate it. Always start my show thanking my producer because I always manage to forget about it at the end. Thanks, Steve, for what you're doing. And let's get right into this because, of course, I've got every 2 weeks we get the Duracell Bunny in here. And I just put the batteries in Roger, and I'm going to ask Roger what his first pet peeve of the week is. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
My first pet peeve, let me see. You still don't know how to put those batteries in quite right. Yeah. But anyway, you're getting better at it.
Practice makes perfect, Roger. You know that.
Okay. Look, my biggest pet peeve right now is something that I guess we've been talking about for literally over a year, you and I, Barry. Biggest pet peeve is that the biggest issue that humanity is, I don't know, suffering at this point in time only gets worse every single day. And that is a absolutely bogus global pandemic for which a mechanism of big pharma is being utilized to absolutely kill off a large portion of humanity. And yeah, Roger doesn't make bogus or open statements, so I'm quite sure we're going to dissect that down into little pieces as the show goes along.
Well, if you're not banging your head against the wall by now, Roger, then you're not paying attention, because I absolutely agree with you. I'm sick of this crap, and why we can't put an end to it is the million-dollar question. You'd think people by now would get on to the fact that this isn't anything about a flu or a sickness or a virus. It's about taking every one of our freedoms away. And what's going on in my country right now is just going right off the scale. But you know the reason they're doing that, Roger, is because they're losing the narrative, and they know it. They know that thousands and thousands of people are waking up every day to this scam, and they're ready to stand up. We're starting to see that in Canada. I don't know what's going on down in your country. What's going on down there?
Yeah, we're starting to see people getting absolutely crazy about this. And it's about time. It is. I knew it was going to happen. But I also know, as I've said more than once on your show, that America is usually very slow to wake up. But when we do, we absolutely are, you know, we're a terror to anybody who's trying to face us down. Look, it's gotten to the point where a doctor who talks about the COVID falsehoods, a doctor who talks about the damage being done by the vaccines, loses her license and is forced to take a psych evaluation for the COVID falsehoods she is passing around. Now, how's that for a way to start the show? This is a doctor who has nothing but the best for her patients at heart, and they not only pull her license, but they tell her in order to move forward, she must have a psych eval. I don't know what's going on, but all I can hear is banging.
It's not here, buddy. It's not here. Wow. There's, you know what's happening is I have hunks of snow hitting my roof. And what's happening here is we've got rain going on. So the snow is coming down in big clumps and it's hitting my roof. So if you hear some banging, it's not me pounding on the table here, Roger. I'm being a good little soldier because I know I get heck for making noise in the background all the time. And I'm a fidgeter, but I am not doing it. So anyways,
you do tell people it's coming from your kitchen. So people do expect at least a certain level of noise from a kitchen.
Well, it is actually snow. It is actually snow hitting. This is legitimate. But anyways, BC government, here's the BC government's rationale right now, that the vaccinated people are spreading COVID to the unvaccinated. So this is right from their health minister. And this is I listened to this three times because I couldn't believe what they were saying. That we unvaccinated have to go get vaccinated because the vaccinated people are spreading it to the unvaccinated people. So therefore, us unvaccinated people have to go get vaccinated to stop what?
Okay, hold on a second.
I'm not kidding you, Roger. That's the level of insanity. Go ahead.
But hold on a second, because again, it is so easy once you know as much as people like you and I know to poke holes in their narrative. They're telling you that in order for you to be safe, you must get vaccinated now to protect yourself from the vaccinated. If you're unvaccinated, you're in danger from the vaccinated. Wait a minute. A couple of weeks ago, it was called the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Now it's the pandemic of the vaccinated. But hold on. Let's take this to the next step. Yeah, I can hear you laughing because it's freaking hilarious. It really is. If it wasn't so absolutely insane. Now, they're going to tell you that in order for you to be safe, you need to go and get vaccinated to protect you from the vaccinated. So once you're vaccinated, and I've said this on your show several times before, but let's revisit it. Once you are vaccinated, you don't, in order to maintain your pass, you need to get the second shot. You need to get the first booster. You need to get the second booster. And this is a digital pass, which means that as soon as you don't show up for your booster shot, your vaccine pass is no longer good. Yeah. Now, I'm going to also tell you that if the vaccinated are making the unvaccinated sick, how many vaccinated people never had COVID? So what you're also saying is that the vaccinated now carry the spike protein and they can infect the vaccinated who never had COVID but get vaccinated to keep them from getting it. So now what you're saying is what I said on your show almost a year ago. The vaccinated are now super spreaders. And every time you get another vaccine, you increase your viral load. So you are a massive damage to anybody who is unvaccinated, who is no damage or danger to you whatsoever. Why do I say that? I dare anybody to tell me one country out of the dozen countries that have been approached under the Freedom of Information Act to show any proof of the existence of a SARS-CoV-2 virus. That means an image. That means anything to prove that this actually exists. 12 countries have had to swallow their crap and tell those who have submitted these FOIA requests, we have no proof. So now what they're telling you is that if you aren't vaccinated, those who are vaccinated, we gave them something that we manufactured called the spike protein from a quote-unquote computer model of the SARS-CoV-2 virus because they don't actually have one. So they created something out of nothing. They give it to you in a vaccine, and now they can spread it to you. So the only way for you to be on parity with them is for you to go out and get the same thing they invented to give everybody to make them sick. So they're telling you that if you are unvaccinated, which you're no harm to anybody, you're not, because SARS-CoV-2 doesn't exist. Nobody's been able to prove it does. So if you're unvaccinated, you are 100%, okay, protected. You are 100% safe. You're healthy until you get around somebody who's vaccinated. And then they tell you not only is that transmissible, but you need to get a shot to protect yourself from the vaccinated. Are you listening to what I said, people? This entire narrative has flipped over. But yet you're still going to send your kids to get vaccinated, aren't you? How many idiots are listening to this show right now? What we are looking at is a narrative whereby governments are starting to admit that you need to get a vaccine to protect yourself from the vaccinated. Are you freaking kidding me? And it goes much, much deeper than that. We are looking at doctors' careers being destroyed. We are looking at nurses' careers being destroyed. Why? Because they are telling people exactly what I just told you. If you cannot prove that a virus exists, and you've all heard me say this again, but let's revisit it just a little bit. In order to make a vaccine, you need a virus. You need that virus because in a controlled amount, along with adjuvants like aluminum, they put this into your body along with other toxins and poisons. And what it does is it stimulates your immune system to produce soldiers called immunity. These soldiers step up as soon as that virus appears in the body because you come close to somebody who's infected. And they step up and they kill that virus. But you never had a virus to start with. So you created something from a computer model, which you think it might be. Listen to me, people. I'm going to say this again, and I'll say it on every show, including my new show. I'll say it over and over again. There is no proof that SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, even exists anywhere on this planet. So when you are forced to get a vaccine, it is not to protect you from something. It's to give you something. Now, with what Barry just told you and what I just told you, tell me how the hell I'm wrong. And then get in line to get your booster.
I went and looked at all kinds of information this week, Roger, and every site that I go to, Denmark especially, the data is out there. And they can't hide this data anymore, but 90% of the breakouts of the new killer variant that hasn't killed anybody yet are the vaccinated double-jabbed people. And I looked at Israel. I looked at France. I looked at England. I spent hours here looking to numbers to get verification on these numbers in every country that I'm looking at. The numbers vary slightly, but everyone is saying the exact same thing, except, of course, over here in Canada, where it's a complete flip that the unvaccinated are the creation of all the cases, that the unvaccinated are a majority of the breakouts, that the unvaccinated are the ones that are filling the hospitals. We're proving everything they say to be absolute horse bunk. But this is what the Canadian government is telling people on a daily basis. But everywhere else I look in the world, absolutely contradictory, hardcore data. You try and get that through to people, explain that to people, and they just kind of look at you with a dumb look. These people that are absolutely, totally sold and hypnotized by the government propaganda, you give them that kind of information, and it's almost like you get a blank stare in their face, Roger. They know that you're talking about something that should affect them and shouldn't influence their thinking, but they're still hypnotized. We gotta find a virus for that, man, or a vaccine for that. We do.
How can you?
The hypnotism.
how the heck can you possibly beat someone up over not getting a vaccine? A vaccine that is based on a computer-generated model on something they think might exist, but they have never isolated it, so they can't prove it. But at the same time, the common cold, which kills a lot of people on the planet every year, is gone. Hold on. The flu, which kills even more people all across the planet every year, is gone. Pneumonia, which affects well over 1 million people in the United States alone, and we only have 5% of the global population, 1 million people. It's all but gone. I need to tell you something. Everybody needs to get on their knees right now and pray to God, thanking him for giving us COVID-19. Because COVID-19 is solely responsible for getting rid of the common cold, the flu, and pneumonia, which kills a lot of people across the planet every year. Let's all have 3 cheers for COVID-19. Are you that stupid?
Unfortunately, Roger, we are really seeing that in our society, and it baffles me. It really does that. The trees are so much in people's faces yet, and they still can't see the forest. And, you know, I listened to Dr. Robert Malone talk about this in depth. And what we've seen happen in society, and you're well aware of this, is that society is basically in a state of hypnotism, that these people in our society that absolutely refuse to accept this information, it's like they do not want to be able to admit themselves that the government is actually doing something nefarious and their government isn't working for them and that this is not good. You can't get through to them. And those are the individuals in my society that I find the most frustrating. And I'm getting to a point now, Roger, honestly, I'm not going to spend a lot more time with those people because we're seeing a large amount of people in my community and right across this country now really starting to wake up. You try and you try and you try, but it's like talking to a nail. But we need those people also to get on board to put a stop to this. So it is, I find that's one of the most frustrating things I'm dealing with right now is the state of hypnotism. What do you think?
What I think is what most people are, and again, how many times have we talked about door number one, door number two, and door number three? Okay, I'm not going to go through the whole spiel again, but what I am going to tell you is I'll give you the punchline again. You guys all need to understand those doors only open when they're trying to distract you from reality. All 3 of those doors are in the same theater, and that theater is owned by the same people. What everybody out there needs to understand is even the controversy we're discussing right now, where reality is falling apart, where it's actually the vaccinated who are the most dangerous, but just a couple of months ago, it was the unvaccinated who were the most dangerous. Door number one and door number two. What's door number three? Well, we'll find out in a week or two when people really start getting pissed off about what's going on behind door number two, because door number one's already closed. We already figured out too much about that. And then door number three is going to open up and all hell's going to break loose again. People, you all need to understand that this is a massive diversion. A diversion from what? Okay? The, the Merchant Marine is falling apart. And they deliver probably more cargo. We're seeing cargo shipments from countries across the planet that are vital for, any type of commerce to continue globally. Without commerce, you're going to see massive global economic collapse. But you've got to be able to blame it on something. So you've got to really hype this COVID thing. It's got to be really hyped. It's responsible for everything. It's responsible for the lack of shipments. It's responsible for China, which is the biggest producer of just about – on the entire planet. They have taken over from the United States. No, they're not a richer country. They're not a more powerful country, but they are the biggest producer on the planet. And right now, guess what? There are more people being locked down in China because of a new variant, a new wave, that products are not being made. People are walking off of their jobs because of the restrictions, so on and so forth. China's starting to understand that when you give a society that big any type of freedoms, they get used to them and they want more. This is a communist totalitarian country. So now we're seeing supply chains, not only in the United States, but across the entire planet, are starting to buckle. We're seeing lives being forfeit all across the planet. We are being told that the spike protein will promote sterility not only in females because it centers in their ovaries, but also in males. We are being told that just because you get 1, 2, 3, 4 COVID shots and you don't die doesn't mean that 1 or 2 years from now, your heart isn't going to fail due to this. or you're not going to end up with a brain aneurysm and die, or so on and so forth. A lot of this is, we won't even see the biggest amount of death until we look back from 5 years from now. Then we're going to see how it ramped up. What we are looking at is increased death. What we are looking at is increased destruction of global economy. What we are looking at is increased destruction of national economies. What we are looking at is the pitting of one portion of a population against the other, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. What we are seeing is, if you're not willing to accept a totalitarian government, then we need to start making, I don't know, internment camps for you. We're starting to see that. That's already in four countries, and it's going to spread. Okay? This is what we're seeing. Everybody is focused on the vaccinated or unvaccinated. What nobody seems to be focused on is, why the hell is all of this being done, and what is it leading to? It is leading to the Great Reset. Anybody who is fooled by the word great, it doesn't mean good. Great Reset means across the entire globe, affecting all of humanity. This is intended to, was intended to, bring the entire globe to its knees, to a point where they can't function. They can't live. They're talking about massive starvation in China now. They're talking about starvation in Europe now. They're talking about starvation in South America now, because people can't produce crops. They're even telling you that, guess what? Your lettuce has COVID-19 in it. I'm not kidding. So what we are looking at is everything that you need, even to return to some semblance of normalcy, you're being told it's never going to happen. Then all of a sudden, when everything crumbles around you, these elitists will come in, they will stick their hand out, because you're going to be on the ground on your knees. They'll stick their hand out and say, take my hand. I'll tell you what, I'm going to make life a lot better for you. It's not going to be as good as it used to be, but I can promise you it's going to be better than it is. You want to know what the Great Reset is? That's what it is. And you're helping to make it happen. You better get off your butt and start pushing back, or communism is going to be a good thing. Because what we're going to end up with is going to make communism look friendly. And it's well on its way.
If we could only get our hands on the mainstream media, Roger, for 24 hours and put out hardcore factual information to the public that they need at this particular point, you would see this whole thing crumble. Of course, our biggest enemy right now in society is the mainstream. People's inability to get their hands on actual factual information. So many doctors, so many declarations being ramped up against these vaccines, but you never hear that information on mainstream. Only an alternative are you hearing this thing. In Canada right now, they're about to pass another bill. It's basically going to be able to shut down, the government will be able to shut down any website or any program in Canada they deem not suitable for Canadian people to be hearing. That bill is in front of our parliament right now. Pretty scary stuff, Roger. Really is, but it's just another step to where they're taking society. You're absolutely correct. If people really knew the danger that our country's in right now, Roger, you would see people stand up. But so many people still figure, well, you know, I can go to the store. There's groceries in the store. I still have a little bit of money left out of my paycheck. Life isn't too bad, you know. But it's going to turn over real quick, and all of a sudden we're going to see hyperinflation like we've never seen before. That's just around the corner. Justin Trudeau is not going to allow trucks into Canada unless they are double jibby jab. You know what that's going to do to our supply chain up here, Roger, in the next couple months? And what's the end game of that? You know and I know. Go ahead.
I would say that it's not even the doctors who have crumbled under the pressure and are now supporting the lie. I would say it's not even the business owners who are crumbling under the pressure and restricting what you can and can't have access to. I would tell you it's not even the teachers who are going along with the scenario by not allowing your children into school, even though it's a proven fact that a child 17 years old or under has a 99.9978% chance of surviving what is supposed to be COVID, which just happens to be about the same chances you have of surviving a mild flu or a cold. Oh, gee, what does that tell you? So what we're looking at here is not so much that it is the world and it is the doctors and it is the COVID as it is the politicians. None of this could happen if we had politicians with backbone. The thing of it is, in order for something like this to be successful, as broadly as it is, even with the fact that so many people are aware of the lies being told, we're aware that the vaccines do not keep you from getting COVID. They don't keep your body from storing it, and they don't keep you from transmitting it, simply because you get whatever you're transmitting the first time they give you a shot. You never had it before that, okay? So now you're looking at the politicians. These people have been in the loop for years. If you stop to consider how much tyranny is going on in how many countries across the planet, then you have to understand that this is all part of a scenario that has been available to those in power for much longer than most would consider. If you have a Republican or a Democrat in Congress talking about the spread of COVID and what we need to do to stop it, and we've got to isolate these people because this is a massively bad virus, so on and so forth, how many of those politicians have had the nads to stand in front of Congress or in front of your people up in Canada and say something like, well, I don't understand how that can be because nobody's ever proven this even exists. Nobody's ever shown an isolated SARS-CoV-2 virus. Nobody. And why is it that it is the vaccinated right now that are the biggest danger to the public? When's the last time a politician, whether they're right-leaning or left-leaning, stood up in front of your country and said, all of this is a lie, all of it, and they are trying to kill off as many of you as they can, collapse the economy, and turn you all into elitist slaves? That's the only way you'll be able to live going forward. Which one in what country ever said that? But you want to know something? That's the truth. So if you want to go back to the beginning, if you want to go back to who's the most guilty, it is the politicians you elected to go and represent you in your government and protect you and your interests. The politicians in Canada, the politicians in America, the politicians in Germany, in Great Britain, in Australia are the biggest traitors to humanity we have ever freaking seen. Put the blame where it needs to be. These politicians know they've got it easy on the other side, and they don't give a crap what happens to you.
And Roger, you know the irony of it all? Is all these people have been pulled aside and said, look, you guys have got a ticket to the big party. This is the agenda, and this is what we're going to do. But you know what, Roger? I know, and you know, when their usefulness is up, they are up the ladder four or five rungs above you and me.
There are only so many seats at the elitist dinner
table. At the top, they're not going to get there, buddy. They think they are. They've been pulled aside. They've been offered the ticket, and they believe that they're going to be covered when this poop hits the fan, that everything is just going to be roses for them, but they're not. They're going to get quashed just as badly as us below them when their usefulness is up. And they got to realize that they don't have a ticket. These people that they're talking to, you trust anything they say, Roger? And I want to talk about one other thing before you get going again, because you talked about camps being built in countries. Well, right now, Roger, five of them are being built in Canada. Right now, as you and me talk, there's five what they call volunteer isolation camps.
Yes, I know.
100, $125 million of our money is building camps right now in Canada to isolate. You know who they're going to put there, Roger. We don't have to go any farther. But they are building them in Canada, and it's a fact. That should have people freaking out, Roger.
Well, let's talk about Fauci for a second. Let's talk about one of the most deplorable people on the planet. Let's talk about Fauci, who, when he was questioned by congressmen and senators, flat out stated that nothing he was doing was corrupt. Nothing was in his favor. All he had was the people's welfare. And somebody leaked his financial documents. This guy has millions of dollars. He has massively profited from this entire scamdemic. Yeah, let's talk about the almighty Fauci. Let's talk about the people who actually run what is happening today. Does anybody, whether you're in Canada or the United States, really believe that Joe Bob, who found it tough to get more than 100 people at a rally, absolutely slaughtered Trump, who was getting 50,000 people at a rally with 2,000 of them outside the gate, all upset because they couldn't get in? There wasn't any room for them. This is what we're supposed to believe. Why did Biden absolutely have to win? Why? Because he was the perfect stooge. He was the perfect puppet. He wouldn't step up and say anything because he doesn't know anything. All he had to do was be at least semi-efficient at reading a teleprompter, something he can't even do it that well anymore. He literally can't. The last time he did a speak, I got to explain something to you. If that was my dad, I would have taken him to the hospital right after he got done talking. This is the president of the United States. Can you guess? Can you even come close to guessing what, I don't know, Z is thinking, what Putin is thinking? They're rubbing their hands together going, oh, my God, this is great. This is so great. There's a total moron running the United States. But that's not true. We all know that he's not running the United States. We all know that the leftists who are actually running the United States are the people behind everything we've discussed today. Why do I say that? Do y'all remember me telling you, and I bet you do, that you cannot bring in global governance until you totally destroy the cowboys of the world? Who are the cowboys of the world? America. Now, let's stop and think about this. 8 years of Obama. 8 years of Obama. What happened? He literally started to destroy our military. He literally started the destruction of our economy. He literally started the destruction of our healthcare system, Obamacare. He literally started the destruction of our educational system. Need I go on? This is the guy who made a deal with Iran and then flew billions of dollars on a pallet, on a plane over there for the bribe he made so that they would go along with the crap he was going to tell the rest of the world. This is what we had. 8 years of Obama getting the United States ready for failure. It was always supposed to be that Hillary was going to win next and she was going to finish it off with this plandemic. But what happened? Something really threw a big monkey wrench in the total plan, and that was Trump. Now, everybody's going to tell you Trump won because he's just so much more, I don't know, he's big. You know, he's got this huge presence. Everybody loved Trump, and I'm going to tell you that's not why Trump won. And Trump almost didn't win in 2016, almost. He should have won by a massive landslide, but the amount of cheating in the 2016 election is just slightly below what we saw in the 2020 election. There was massive cheating in all of the swing states. But, hey, Trump didn't push it because he actually got into the White House. Here's the elites now. All of this was supposed to be happening 5 years ago, not today, 5 years ago. Because Hillary was supposed to be in there to finish what Obama started. All of a sudden, she's not in there. So now what you have to do You have to, beyond a shadow of a doubt, ensure that this guy who thinks more about the people than he does the elitist never, ever gets reelected. And if they can, they need to get him pulled out of office before the end of his term. They try to impeach him once. It doesn't work. They try to impeach him a second time. It doesn't work. They claim that he has been, I don't know, colluding with Russia, when in fact it was Hillary's team that was colluding with Russia. If you go on and on, what we saw was the massive elitist focus on the destruction of Donald Trump while he was president. But let's back off from that a little bit. He is getting a roadblock for everything he wants to do every single day. Everything Trump tried to do via Congress, via the Senate, via the House of Representatives, whatever he tried to do, they put the brakes on it. Yet, via executive action and going to local and state governments, Trump accomplished more in 4 years than any president in recent history did in 8 years. He got our military back up to snuff. He got the respect of America boosted again. Our economy went from dead to the best on the planet again. Our healthcare system, the cost dropped by 20 to 30%. I could go on. This is a president who has fought every single step of the way, but still managed to accomplish more than any liberal president in 20 to 30 years. At that point, the elites had no choice. No matter what it took, no matter what it required, even if it was to be found out, it didn't matter. They had to ensure Trump did not get a second term. Why? Because as soon as Joe Bob gets in, wait a minute, what did I say Obama did? He was destroying our military. Oh, God, what did Joe Bob do? He's destroying our military. Didn't I say Obama was destroying our economy? Wait a minute, Joe Bob, almost total destruction of our economy. Didn't I say healthcare system? Didn't I say education system? Everything that Hillary was supposed to accomplish, because Trump was never supposed to win, you see Joe Bob accomplishing. Everything that didn't get done then is getting done now. This is the time, and it's not all about America, but it is. This is the time, if we don't get off of our butt and push back, this is the time that America will be brought to her knees, turned into a third world country, at which point you will see global governance, because the cowboys of the planet won't be there to push back. That's what's happening. COVID is door number three, people. It is not what's going on. It's not what you have to fear. It isn't. It's a distraction. And it's a damn good one.
One question I have for Donald J. Trump, Roger. I agree. Trump did good things for America. I looked at the numbers. There's no doubting what you're saying about what he did in the 4 years as president. But there's a wound in the side of America that will never be healed until the people that inflicted that wound are brought to justice. And, of course, I'm talking about 9/11. When Trump had the presidency, Roger, I'm going to put a question to you. He knew, there's no doubt in my mind, a man of that stature, a man of that intelligence with the people around him, absolutely knew beyond a shadow of a doubt what actually happened on 9/11. And when he had the power of the presidency of the United States of America, why did he not address that wound and heal it? Because America will never heal till that wound is healed. Am I correct in saying that? And why was that not addressed? That is something that needs to be addressed. We all know it's the biggest lie in history, but here we are 20-some-odd years later, and it's still hanging over our heads. Your thoughts on that?
You're right and you're wrong. Okay, it is one of the biggest, but it's not the biggest. The biggest is this COVID issue, okay, and global governance. That's the biggest issue because that's going to affect everybody on the entire planet, not just the United States. But let's take that into effect, okay? Let's also consider that Trump has stated that he believes people should get their vaccines, but he's not going to force them to do it. Now, you can't tell me that as smart as he is and as much as the people around him and information can feed him, that he's not as aware as you and I are on just why the vaccines are as dangerous as they are, but yet he will promote them. He even tells people he got his vaccines and he got his booster, which I think is absolute crap. I don't think he went anywhere near them. And if he did get them in a public setting, they were probably not the vaccines. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, why? Why would he do this about 9/11? Why would he do this about the vaccines? Anybody out there who doesn't, and I just said this on my premiere show a couple of hours ago, if you stop to consider, okay, anybody who ever makes it into the presidency of the United States has to have the backing of the elites, or at least a segment of the elites in one fashion or another. Otherwise, you're never going to get or reach a position of power such as that. I don't care how popular you are. It's not going to happen. And when I tell people that, they go, oh, come on, that's bull crap, Roger. Is it really? How many of you know that Donald Trump has been bankrupt a couple of times? How many of you know that one of his benefactors on making sure he was bailed out was the Rothschilds, who just happened to be the richest conglomerate family on the entire planet and probably controls more wealth and assets than any country on this planet, or many of them combined? How many of them know that the Rothschilds bailed Trump out? Now, if you can tell me, if you can look me right in the eye and tell me he doesn't feel he owes them anything, you're an idiot. So, will Trump do things better than other people? Yes. Is Trump an elitist? Yes. Is he going to be perfect? No. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't give a damn. I'll take a dog with three legs if he's going to come up and sit in my lap and lick my face, rather than a dog with four legs who's going to rip my face off.
Good answer. Hey, Roger, you know you hear me chuckle a lot in the background when you're talking, because you said, it's like we say, man, the stuff we talk about is so ridiculous that it is hilarious. And I'm not ever laughing at you. I'm laughing at what's being said, and you know that. But you hear me chuckle a lot, buddy, and I can't help it, because it is absolutely ridiculous.
Because the crazy old man is over here screaming and drooling on himself, too.
Well, hey, Roger, you're not crazy. We all know that. And I love your passion, buddy. But
well, hold on a second. Let me explain that passion, okay? Because I just went through this, again, 2 hours ago on my premiere show, which I will tell everybody real quick, because it does not interfere with your show. It is every Sunday from noon to 1 Central on RBN, and it's called TLB Talk Radio. But listen to me. This is what I tell people. You want me to tell you the truth. So I'm so angry about something that it literally could rip me apart mentally. But I'm going to tell it to you like this. I think something is so stupid that it's hilarious. But I'm going to tell it to you like this. I'm going to tell you something. You're always going to hear the truth to me, and you're always going to know exactly what it's doing to me. You want truth? Truth isn't given in a monotone voice. It isn't.
I was looking at one article this week from in the States there, where people are monitoring the obituaries in all the papers in all the cities. And what they're finding, Roger, is unbelievable amounts of all of a sudden children dying of undisclosed causes. But yep, a tremendous spike. Now, tell me it's a coincidence, my friend. I know there's people looking into this as we speak right now, the amount of increase in child deaths that they're seeing in the United States of America, that just happens to, by the way, correlate with the onset of injecting children with these poisons. What do you think about that? This is public information, Roger. They can't call that. That's the one thing good about obituaries. Go ahead.
Think of it as you put emphasis on a story like that because you bring it up with the focus on children. You're always going to get more attention if you focus on what's happening to children. And that, I actually honestly believe, is worthwhile. If something is affecting our children that much, it needs to be focused on and people need to understand, because without our children, humanity doesn't go forward. End of story. But what most people are not understanding, again, the children are door number one, two, or three. What is the main picture? Step back and understand the theater is owned by the same people. In the United States, last year in 2021, there was a 40% increase in deaths. Are you listening to me? A 40% increase in deaths. And we already know people aren't dying from COVID. People are dying from the vaccine. We have seen almost, it's approaching 50%. So let's say 50 million people die out of 350 million, which is, you know, reasonable. I mean, actually, old age, disease, so on and so forth. 50 million die from whatever causes over the course of a year. This year, about 68 million died. What we are seeing is a massive increase in deaths. But again, how much of this can be blamed on a virus that nobody has ever been able to show you actually exists? But once you get your first shot, now you're carrying a computer-generated and then built from a computer and, you know, generated whatever. They have built a virus, and that's called the spike protein. This is supposed to represent the spike protein that comes from SARS-CoV-2, except nobody's ever been able to show that that exists at all. So what we're looking at is massive deaths from COVID, which a vast majority of them today, you and I have already discussed this, across the planet, are coming from those who have actually been vaccinated. What we are talking about is something, if you remember, and I'm sure you're going to remember and agree with me, I said 6 months ago on your show, I said you are not being beat up by the government, by the healthcare, whatever, to go and get a vaccine against anything. You are being beat up to go and get something from a vaccine. This is exactly what's happening. The scamdemic, the plandemic we see across the planet is coming from the vaccines. It's not coming from SARS-CoV-2, because if it was, every country on this planet, which has any kind of a healthcare research center, which they all do, would easily be able to show you that isolated virus. And none of them can. We also know that this spike protein has the ability to hang around and multiply in your system. We also know that the spike protein will knock your immune system to the ground for a minimum of 15 months. This is what the doctors are saying. Literally knock your immune system to the ground. We are seeing cancers soar. We are seeing all kinds of other diseases soar, but yet that's not good enough, because you need to get the second shot. There's another 15 months. Then you need to get how many boosters? And these are all happening within months of each other, not 15 months apart. So what you are doing is you are intentionally overloading and killing the immune system. The autoimmune deficiencies springing up all across the planet are absolutely mind-bending. But let me give you the truth about that. Going forward, this doesn't happen overnight. Going forward over the next 5 to 10 years, you are going to see a massive increase in autoimmune deficiency across the planet. Okay, everybody's saying, okay, so you're autoimmune. What the heck is that? That means that the common cold is going to kill you. That means the flu is going to kill you. That means pneumonia is going to kill you. That means measles are going to kill you. That means the mumps are going to kill you. Are you catching the drift? Your body no longer has the ability to build those soldiers I told you about. You have no immune system. So the things that would keep your body safe by developing immunity no longer exist. It's not. This shot has never been to save you from anything. It's been to give you something. Wake up!
Wow. Yeah, I know, Roger. I know all this, and it just blows my mind. It really does. Vaccine-induced immune system deficiency is the new catchphrase, and we're going to hear that as we go forward. And, of course, why would they want to do that, Roger? Why would they want to make it so that people would catch a cold and die? Well, of course, because it'll be the variant number 34. That's going to require the 85th booster. The good news is that the government of Canada, Justin Trudeau in his wisdom, has bought enough vaccines now for everybody in Canada to get a booster every 6 months for the next 4 years. It was 3 years, now it's 4 years that he has spent this money on our behalf because he loves us, Roger. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, the elite don't do anything of this magnitude without telegraphing it first.
Are you kidding?
And again, I will go. They do. They telegraph all of these major things they're going to do. And if you stop and consider, and you've all heard me say this before, let's go right back to the Georgia Guidestones. Somebody spent millions of dollars, or at least $1 million, to put up a marble freaking huge thing right out in the middle of nowhere. And one of the things on there says, keep the population of humanity under 500 million in tune with nature. Okay, there's almost 8 billion of us. They always tell you what they're going to do before they do it. What is the reason for all of this? The reason for all of this is to knock humanity down below 500 million people and keep them all in servitude to those who have a place at the elitist dinner table. This isn't a joke. It's not a guess. And I have been talking. I dare anybody here to go to the Liberty Beacon, put Roger Landry in the search bar, and look at the articles I wrote 10 years ago talking about exactly what I just said. And you all told me I was nuts. Guess what? Roger's not nuts. He's just loud.
Roger, I'll attest to that. We talked about this stuff when I first started talking with you years and years ago. I don't know how many years that is now. I was trying to think about that the other day.
Almost 8 years.
About 8 years ago, and we were having these conversations back then, and people thought we were loony bins, that we had tinfoil hats on. You guys haven't got a clue what you're talking about. This can't happen in a modern, civilized, free society. Well, here it is, guys, and it's on steroids, and it's a cancer, and it's growing by the minute. And if we don't stop this cancer in our society, Roger, it will kill the host, and that's where we're going real soon. Go ahead.
If people wait until the doctors step up to save them, it's not going to happen. If people wait until the nurses step up, it's not going to happen. If people wait until the researchers step up, it's not going to happen. If people wait till the politicians step up, it's not going to happen. If people wait until the professors step up to save us, it's not going to happen. Why? Because these people are known to be leaders, and everything will be done to make sure, just like the doctor I told you, who was putting out information to good information to her clients, and not only had her license pulled, but was told she had to have a psych eval because she must be crazy. This is what they're doing to the doctors. I'm going to tell you the only functionary on this planet that can save all of us. And it won't take violence. What it will take is unity. And that's you and me. But I got to explain something else to you. If this show is over and you say, well, that was entertaining, and you forget all about it, and you go out and have a few drinks, and you talk about who didn't win the game last night, if this is the way you're going to treat the information that's being given to you, I'm damn near bleeding every time I talk. You know, and I do that with purpose, okay? I'm telling you right now, the only people, the only thing that can save humanity right now is us. We, the people, whether it's Germany, whether it's the United States, whether it's Australia, it doesn't matter. It's we, the people. There's 7.8 billion of us, and there's going to be a whole hell of a lot less because a lot of people have had that vaccination already, but even if they kill half of us, there's still almost 4 billion of us. Look, we're on the winning side. But if you continue to leave your focus on door number one, door number two, and door number three, they're going to win hands down. You need to back up. You need to understand by looking at the entire picture how these things actually work together. How the big picture is what you're missing because you're being forced to look at the catastrophes of the small pictures. Mm. This is what you need to do. Who can save us? Me and you. If we don't do it, forget about it. Tell your children they might as well crawl in a hole because we're not going to leave them anything. And that'll be the truth.
You're absolutely correct, buddy. If you want to see a hero, you better look in the mirror. And you know what, folks? If we don't stop this, and I've said this many times on my show, but I really mean this from the bottom of my heart, that if we don't stop this right now because we know what's going on, we know what the consequences are, we know where they're taking us, then one day your child's going to stand on top of your grave and they're going to piss on you because they are the ones that are going to really pay the price. Roger and me are both in the twilight years. We don't know how many years we got left on this planet. We know we got less than when we started. And if either one of us book out of here tomorrow, well, I can say it honestly, Roger, we've had more years than a lot of people. But what we're leaving for our children right now, that is our legacy, folks. Yeah. And really, we got to look ourselves in the mirror and go, hey, this is absolute insanity. And it's going to take every one of us stepping up to the plate now and getting involved. Roger, we're down. The time's out. I want you to share real quickly. And folks, you like what Roger talks and the way he rants, and I know we all love Roger's ranting. Tune into his radio show now and let's support that for Roger. You got a minute to share it with us, Roger, and I'll have to let you go for another couple of weeks, my friend.
TLV Talk is the new social media platform, TLVTalk.com. It's where you can listen to a show like this and then go and discuss it with people you know. Listen to me. Everybody here can learn something. But then once you've learned something, everybody here can teach something. The Liberty Beacon is the .com is the basic main website. You go there, you can find links to all of the other news websites across the planet. And the show is on RBN, Republic Broadcast Network, and it is every Sunday from noon to 1. And I have a feeling that's going to be a two-hour show pretty damn quick because a lot of people are going to insist on it.
Hey, maybe one someday I'll even get on that show, Roger.
Oh, no, not someday. You are going to be on that show, Barry. And so is Steve. I know he's listening. He will be, too.
Okay, Roger, buddy, I got to let you go. Thanks for coming in, and always a pleasure talking with you. And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks for the platform, Barry. You're always appreciated.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot. And we'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes with Wayne Peters, Ethics Over Fear, What's Up Canada. And boy, he's got some stuff to talk about, legal challenges going against our government in Canada in the next hour. Hang around, should be interesting. Back in a couple.